All right, what's up? I'm Tyler. You're listening to Worst Boys Guild for like the second to last time, maybe third to last time. Today's the last day of classes for me ever, which is just crazy. College is coming to a close. Happy last day of classes to those who celebrate. I have one class today. So, you know, it's a good one. I have friends in it. I need to ask them if they want to order Uber Eats with me. Spring Fling was over the weekend. It was incredible. It was really good. Tusk did a great job. I won't sugarcoat it. I had a really great time. Bia and Amine were both wonderful. Dayglow canceled, and I was standing in line for, like, Ella Jane's whole set. The line situation was not ideal. But it was, and what are you going to do? It was a lot of people showing up at the same time. No, it was great. And now, you know, it's a great way to celebrate the last day of classes being today. Life change. Anyways, I didn't really plan this to be like a pun, but I really want to listen to The Graduates by Speedy Ortiz. So that's what I'm going to play. Speedy Ortiz is coming to a festival at in Davis Square at the Crystal Ballroom Somerville Theater in July. And if it were during the school year, I would absolutely go to like visit all my friends who will still be in Boston. But a lot of my friends who will still be in Boston won't be over the summer. Like a lot of people are like rising seniors who are going to be elsewhere for summer internships. So I don't know if that'll happen for me. But if you'll be in Boston in July, you should absolutely go see Speedy Ortiz. I saw them back in September, and they're incredible. Anyways, here it is. Here's The Graduates.
Just the runner. but now I'm just the runner-up and only the second one you think of every day.
That was The Graduates by Speedy Ortiz, and then Pool Hopping by Illuminati Hotties. Not to drastically change the vibe, but yesterday I was in a sad mood and started listening to Sun June, and then I was like, wow, I'm not gonna live. I'm not gonna survive. Sun June, I think, was like one of my top albums of 2021. Sun June, I don't talk about them enough for how big of a fan I am. But that's been my emo moment, so I might kind of go in that vein. I'm trying to think of what I've been listening to lately, besides Amina, and Bia. Not Amina. I haven't been listening to very much Amina, because that's a completely different person. I don't know. I'm trying to think what other news there is, but like the news is just that the semester's ending, which is crazy. My capstone final presentation was yesterday, which was really exciting, but also like the project isn't done. And now that final presentations have happened, I've kind of just like cut most of my developers loose because I'm like, I'm not going to get any work out of these people. It's not on the time horizon that I need. So I think it's going to be me and like a couple other buddies banging it all out this week, which is exciting. I'm very excited to put a bow on it. You know, there are definitely I'm making an app for Jumbo Code. I'm the project manager on a Jumbo Code app. And there are definitely some, like, real improvements we need to make, so it's not just tying up loose ends, but, like, a lot of it is just tying up loose ends, which is exciting. Really nearing the end, which is just bizarre. I'm excited. So I don't know what people's final situation. It's so hard because I have a final paper I have to do. And, like, as has been the theme this semester, obviously I'd much rather work on my capstone than just, like, a regular paper for a regular class. But I have to find time to do that. It was supposed to be due today. I got it extended to Wednesday. So now I have to find time to do it before Wednesday, or else it'll be embarrassing to, like, ask for another extension. I try to avoid the double extension ask, especially because my professor was explicitly like, Wednesday is fine, but senior grades are due early, so you shouldn't take much longer than that. So, very cool for me, but I'm basically done with two finals. I'm all ready to go for my photography final tomorrow. Finished my comp sci class final, so. Semester really is ending. I don't know. I want to hear what other people's final situation is like. All the seniors are kind of in the same boat where, because senior grades are due really early, they're due like the day that finals end. A lot of people's professors have just made finals like during reading period or like today or like last week. And then there's like, you know, assignments here and there. So it's exciting, I guess. Most of the people I know are very, very close to being done, which is exciting. But yeah. And then it's just like find housing. Move. Figure out how to move. Like as an adult with like furniture. Like this is only my second time moving furniture, and last time it was just a bed. Now it's a bed and a dresser, which really feels like a game changer. But exciting things happening. Anyways. I'm gonna play music from, let's see. Yeah, I'm gonna play Karen O by Sunjoon. Sorry to make things sad. Maybe they'll get less sad later. Maybe I'll change the energy a second time. But for now, here's Sunjoon. Thank you.
you out there. You weren't looking, but I knew what it meant. Secret medicine. It only comes to those of us who
One thing about my weekend, oh, that was Carano by Sun June and then Secret Medicine by Vagabond. One thing about my weekend is that I've become like crazy addicted once again to Pocket Planes, which is this app that is so good because all my friends redownloaded Pocket Frogs, which is another game from the same studio that's also really amazing, but Pocket Planes just gets me. It's like addictive at an unreasonable level, so I redownloaded it because I was reminded of it by the Pocket Frogs, and now it's like all I do. It's ridiculous. But I highly recommend downloading Pocket Planes. There's no ads. I think the last update was like in 2015, so it's a pretty abandoned game. It's from the people who made Tiny Tower. Remember Tiny Tower? It's just you run a little airline and it's just ridiculously addicting. I'm so determined to open more airports. It's so important to me that I open more airports. Anyways, so now I spend like every 15 minutes, I have to go coordinate a bunch more flights for my airline. Oh, it's a lot of responsibility. It's not. It's a great app. That's all. Here's Your Name on a Grain of Rice by Runner. He's on the same label as Sun June. They did a little collab. It was nice. Here it is.
Scratch-offs in a birthday card, or your name on a grain of rice. and I've been 6th and 7th grade. And it's not terrible, but it's too long. We still talk, but now it's changed. Does it hurt more to just move? Thank you.
tell. And maybe I'm afraid because I can't even love myself. And I'm just wasting days thinking about the way your last name sounds attached to mine. Attached to mine, oh mine, oh mine. Your last name attached to mine.
I'm paranoid. So that's that girl just like went to my high school, and I don't even think that record is on streaming. She did another one and put it on streaming called I Spoke to You in Sunflowers that I like don't listen to because I don't have Spotify, and I think it's only Spotify. This one, that's like nowhere. Like, she just sold CDs of this at school, and I'm very afraid because I've been listening to it like a lot lately. Like, not like an obscene amount, but enough that I'm afraid she's gonna, like, for whatever reason, check her artist page on Last FM and be like, oh wow, the amount of like plays of my music has like tripled, doubled, from its usual. Who's doing this? And then notice that it's me, and it's gonna be very awkward. She has 17 listeners. She has 40 Scrabbles. I, in the past month, have done, like, 40 of those, almost. I think I'm the majority of her listening. So I'm worried she's gonna notice and, like, think that I'm a freak, but it's really nostalgic, catchy music. I can't help myself. Anyways, here's a PSA I'm very excited about. They're really doing a lot with the PSA binder lately, which I really enjoy. I'm excited about this PSA. Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is Saturday, May 14th. Oh, I hope I'm able to go to this. I might not be able to. I would really like to go. Sidebody will be performing Porch Fest. They're great. I played them on the show last week. As will many people. Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is Saturday, May 14th. It is set to ring out on front stoops across the city. Stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy this showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. Festivities will start west of Willow Ave from 12 to 2. Performances between Willow Ave and Central Street will take place from 2 to 4. And east of Central Street will bring it on home from 4 to 6. For more information, go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest or just search for Somerville Porch Fest. A message from the Somerville Arts Council and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community Radio. I caught the end of Porch Fest last year. That's how I saw Sidebody. It's incredible. It's a really genius, incredible event. The Arts Council coordinates for people to play music on their porches. It's what it sounds like. They coordinate it so you spend, like, you slowly walk all the way across the city if you do all 6 hours of it. So, like, it's 2 hour blocks organized, like it says, from like west to east in Somerville. And you just like stroll around with your friends, hang out, listen to music. It'll be May 14th. The weather, I'm sure, will be beautiful. Please consider going. I might need to be in New York that day, because I need to be in New York. I might need to be in New York Sunday the 15th, so I don't know. Hopefully I will be around for Porch Fest, because it is a great event. I also love that that counts as a PSA. Anyways, I need to think of more music to play. If anybody wants to call in or text in with suggestions, I'm very open to that. I showed my friends my music streaming service last week, and Izzy, one of my greatest supporters, sent me a bunch of MP3s to upload, which is so exciting. So I have Carly Rae Jepsen on here now. I love it. Feel free to, like, just, I mean, not, you know, copyright stuff. But feel free to send me MP3s to put on my little streaming service, my little MP3 library. That'd be very cool. But, like, of course I'm not, you know, not in, like, a pirating way. And I like just ones that you've purchased. I'm doing a sly face, but you can't see it because it's the radio. I'm very excited. My library's expanded. I have MCR on here now. Thanks to Izzy, Rilo, Kylie, Carly Rae Jepsen. She contains multitudes. I have Dirty Computer on here. Great album. Anyways, I also listened to the whole Grey's Anatomy soundtrack last week while I was studying, and it's so good. It's so good. I'm trying to think if Wait by Get Set Go is explicit. I can't remember. I know that the first several seconds aren't, so let me just figure it out. This is Wait by Get Set Go.
So we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we've got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden and a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. It's a deceased estate. On the pressed metal ceiling's great. Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea, and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore. Whether the front room faces south or north, and I wonder what she bought it for.
I just realized I forgot to get your name, but thank you to the person who called in and requested Courtney Barnett. I love a live version. My theory about live albums is that by the time they're making live albums with all these songs, they've played them so many times that, like, they've got a... Like, I think that the bands usually do interesting things because they themselves are very bored of playing the music that they're playing. So, I love an MTV Unplugged. I've been listening to 10,000 Maniacs MTV Unplugged a lot lately, so maybe I'll do that, too. yeah, this is, wait, once I find it, here we go. This is Candy Everybody Wants by 10,000 Maniacs. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the show, guys. I think I'll be back next week. I don't think WMFO really cuts us off. I think people's shows just kind of end when they move away for the summer, right? There's not like a different summer schedule. So should be back next week. Maybe we'll bring in some friends for a little finals week special. And the classes will be over. I don't know. Enjoy this weather. Weather's finally good. Enjoy it. I know I will be. Everybody, good luck with your finals and everything. And I think in another minute I'll just end it early and let the next host come in. I don't know. My theory about how many listeners I lose is that, a lot of people tune in for Rosano Radio, which is very understandable because it's a really great show and a hard act to follow. And then Rosano Radio ends and they're like, okay, I'm out of here. That's how I'm going to comfort myself. But my caller said that I was doing a good show today, which is the first time I've ever heard that from somebody besides my girlfriend. So that's great. That's exciting for me. Yeah, I don't know. I have a great day, guys. Good luck on finals. I hope y'all enjoy this last week of college if you're a senior. I'm Tyler. This is Worst Boys Guild. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Catch you later.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Self-destructive heart. I got a listen.